Hey everybody, this is Mandy, and I don't know what 2021 or this episode are about to look like.
Oh, that's it? I thought I had more time to finish my chocolate. Hey everybody, this is Ollie, and I am returning to corporate America. And this is the Mandy and Ollie podcast.
You search for guys with the most things. Daddy ran away and left your mama with the keys to the Mustang. Yeah, keys to the Mustang.
Same one. We keeping all of this in because...
Yep.
This is
Chaos mode, all 2021.
I don't want to speak the entire life. What I am going to speak to is...
How can we speak something that already exists?
Because the actions and the realities of that are coming into 2021 also already existed, and people were just living in their rose-colored glasses with glossy things over the film. Yeah, right. Or complacency. And 2021 is just all about a truth. That's what I'm seeing. It's showing some truths.
Which is wild to me, because I thought 2020, you know, clear vision, that would be the year for things to upheaval, but maybe that's, you know, someone just zhuzhing the dirt up, but now stuff is starting to, like, come to the surface. Or it's already been on the surface. I don't know why people are like, oh, I didn't know. Oh, I had no idea. This is not America. This is America. This is just not your America, like Mandy said, with your rose-colored glasses that you've been living in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, did I just usurp your intro? I've been drinking, y'all. Surprise!
No, I mean, I think we went through the intros. I think we're in that space when we would have talked about some goals. Okay. I don't know if we're trying to do that. Okay, well, before we do that, I just want to say to everybody.
Special episode.
This is a special episode, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We may do our segments, we may not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It yep. should be known that both of us are drinking. And that's just basically because of the current state of the world.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We were just like...
We were like, it's going to be unstructured. And we've been talking about restructuring stuff, but it's like, let's just have a... this is a Mandy and Ollie having conversations with you all, letting you know our thoughts, having pencil stuff, and we're going to do it while we're having our vices. Some people gamble, some people eat boogers, some people garden, and today we decided to drink on the podcast. So that's where we are.
That's where we are.
I'm drinking a Malbec, which is on the heavier side. You're supposed to have it with steak and asparagus and the mashed potatoes, but I just had it with some macaroni and cheese, so I'm good.
So it's a red wine.
Red wine. Gay, gaga. Is it a red wine? Yeah.
I will say the times when I was with people and they knew about, like, wine pairings and stuff and got us a good red wine with a steak, I was like, oh, I get it. Yeah, this tastes good. But right now, I'm drinking a basic Chardonnay that I got from Aldi. So,
Okay, Chardonnay be having some good... Chardonnay be having... Aldi be having some good wine.
Award-winning wine.
Award-winning. Mandy actually put me on to this thing called Petit Chocolate. It's a wine that's like... It's really on the sweeter side, but it tastes delicious. It's like, imagine you have this chocolate milk and they boiled it in a pan and they put sugars in it and then they dumped a whole lot of wine in it. And then they cooled it off and said, you can drink this cold or cold. That's what Petit Chocolate is. And it's delicious.
Yeah, it tastes really good, but you can also tell that it's strong.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, dessert wines aren't strong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like something to definitely like appreciate. Maybe drink if you're feeling like being drunk and want something sweet in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't have to kill two birds with one stone. I mean, two birds.
Yeah, you had it right. Two birds, one rock. Yeah, I agree. Definitely worth the cavity.
Yeah, yeah. I do want to say a little something about my goals because I was doing so flipping well with them.
Okay. Let's hear about it.
So I created my 2021 goals for in different categories based off of something I saw Issa Rae do with her vision board. So I did like personal goals, professional goals, financial goals, and then miscellaneous. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was just about, like, you know, things that I want to achieve, yes, but also things that I think will be like a lifestyle change and lead to happiness in the future.
Okay.
I also changed the way I structured my board that I have in my kitchen, where I have daily tasks slash goals, weekly tasks slash goals, monthly, year, and then lifelong things. And everything that I was marking off for the days to do, I was getting done, and getting some of them weekly things done and those monthly things done. And I was just kicking butt. And then yesterday, I didn't do none of those things. Let me do your goals first.
My goal, okay, I'll be really quick, you guys. My goal has been to, unfortunately, I'm going to leave that right there, unfortunately, return to corporate America. I've had, within the last 2 weeks, I kid you not, I've had 10 interviews. 6 of them have went really well. I'm going to talk to you guys about this bullshit, explicit episode, trigger warning, bullshit interview I had earlier this week. But I also got extended an offer, so just contemplating which way I want to move. So yeah, knock that off my goal list. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Which I'm very happy for you for, because getting back into the work field is always weird. I'm sure applying during this time is weird.
For sure.
But you've been making good moves about it, and you're even more so in the position, excuse me, of like really choosing things and companies based off of what you want and them aligning with you. Because I think a lot of people are in a period of just like, they need to find work because it's been so stressful. But you're looking at it more than just the instantaneous gratification. You're looking at long-term rewards that you can yield from it. And trying to figure out the right fit. And of course you may get there and there still may be things about that one place that don't fit with you, but I feel like that's important, because what I talked about a lot with people and what I set with my goals is like, even when I create a standard of goal for me, it's in part of thinking of like my general happiness. And not putting myself in a place or a situation of being unhappy or stressed out or feeling like I'm being taken advantage of, or whatever the case may be. Like, you always want to feel like if you can be in a healthy environment, that you're in a healthy environment, because there's always going to be outside things that try and fuck it up. So you don't want to put yourself in a situation that you know is going to fuck you up.
I want to get to this call that your mammy made. I want to hear about this again.
All right, well, let's do it in the safe space. So
So, Mandy, I heard it from the grapevine that you got an entry for the safe space. Are you ready to enter into the safe space?
I'm ready to enter into the safe space.
All right. I got the doors wide open.
Okay.
Just like those people at the... Oh, I'm going to let you tell it.
I was working in my 9-to-5, listening to podcasts, having myself a happy diddly old day. And then my mother called me and said, there is a coup happening at the Capitol building. And I was like, what? And she said, She don't say Cheeto Head, but we've said Cheeto Head on this podcast before, so that's the way I went. Head told his supporters to go and run up on the Capitol building because of they were doing the elect the election confirmation. And my mom said they started at Alabama. Mm-hmm. And Alabama went to Cheeto Head and there was no objections. Mm-hmm. And then they went to Arizona. So they didn't get very far. Mm-mm. And Arizona, they was like, we contest because of blah, blah, blah. And they was like, all right, well, it's going to the Democrats. Right. And all hell broke loose from there because they wanted everything to be to the Cheeto Head.
Yeah.
And when she told me that, and she was like, are you watching the news? I was like, no, I'm working. She's like, well, I need you to start watching the news. I need you to turn on the news channel. And I have access to do that. But as soon as she said that and got off the phone with me, my chest started hurting and I started fist chest out.
Yeah.
Because, and I called Ollie, and I'm just going to say how I felt, because I felt like I've said it on this podcast before, and maybe I haven't. When the apocalypse comes, whatever kind of apocalypse it is, I don't plan to be here or live long. Like, if I'm alive when it happens, I just figure I'm going to die because of so many things. I can't run like I used to. I get tired very quickly. I wear glasses and contacts, which is not conducive for having to be able to fight immediately when you basically can't see. Mm-hmm. It's not good for stuff literally accuracy. If I had to be in a fight or even do something like from a distance, like if I had to shoot someone from a distance, but I can't see, then I'm not going to survive. Blind people, we not gonna make it. I just want to, like, maybe I shouldn't speak that on other people's lives, but me as a person with, I won't say that. What I will say, the way that my, in knowing myself, I'm not like Daredevil. So I'm not gonna be someone with impaired vision and yet in hyper senses elsewhere that'll benefit me. My only hypersense is smell, and I don't think that's gonna help me out. I really don't. So I called Ollie and was just basically like, the apocalypse is about to start and I don't have any food at the house. Mm-hmm. And I know we're supposed to record today, but can we delay it a little bit so I have enough time to get some supplies in case I got to bunker down in my home because the apocalypse is about to start. I'm gonna let you take it from here.
Right. And I was like, toughen up, bitch. Just kidding. That's not what I said. I would never call her a bitch. She's not a bitch. Anywho, I did my best to try to be there and listen and calm you down, but also like say like, yeah, go get the food, go do what you need to do. Or also like I have a third party app, like I can order you the food if you want me to, because I feel like I've been saying this, just like Mandy told y'all, like if it's an apocalypse from zombies or nuclear warfare or whatever, she's just donezo. She's not boarding up windows. She's not putting on extra locks on the doors. Like if it's her time, it's her time. Just like she said that, I've been on the opposite spectrum. I'm like, get your shit together. Get your go bag. Mm-hmm. Get your water. Get your medikit. Get your shit together, because you don't know where something's gonna go down unless you've infiltrated the party. Like, was it Fred Hampton? No, that's a trumpet player. No, was it Fred Hampton?
From the Black Panther Party.
Yeah. Unless you've unless you Fredded the situation, then I just don't. I don't foresee you knowing. So I think it's important to be prepared if you want to continue living in this life and make changes or just live out your life or see your kids and your great-grands or, you know, go on that trip or maybe just read in the house and watch TV for the next couple of weeks. Like, it's important if you want to continue living to be prepared. So she did mention that she had her go bag ready, but she was like, my food is non-existent.
I mean, I put like probably
granola bars.
I think I put canned food in there.
Oh wow, I don't know. That's heavy. Girl, that's heavy. You wild.
Girl, it's probably one can of tuna.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. That's, I feel like a package of tuna would be more portable and whatever, but okay. So yeah,
I was doing it based off of what I had already, okay. But what I knew to be true, I was just, but basically what I was saying is part of the reason why I wanted to get food was because I wanted to just come home and watch as much Netflix as I can before they turn it off in the apocalypse. So I needed food to be able to fuck myself in. Because if the apocalypse comes, I'm not really planning to survive long. What I'm planning to do, what I said to her is like, oh, I'm still working. Like, if I feel like I wasn't planning for the apocalypse to come because I would be trying to do something I enjoy. Not my job. If it's not going to matter, if it's an apocalypse. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I totally understand. Because when this person, okay, so you all, Mandy was the one who alerted me. And I kid you not, I was like, I had like two interviews before she, I don't know if she called, yeah, she called me. And I didn't know what was going on. I had back-to-back interviews. None of them brought it up. I don't think they were aware either. It was crazy. So the fact that I had talked to four different people that I didn't know beforehand, virtually, on the camera, and kept on with my day, and then Mandy's like, do you know what's going on at the Capitol? And I'm like, Capitol? And whenever someone uses the word Capitol, this is just a weird thing in my brain. I'm like, is the Capitol with an O or Capitol with an A? And then she...
the O kind.
I was like, oh, Capitol. No, I have no idea. And so I looked it up, and it was just like, N-R-E. I was like, whoa. I got nervous because usually I'm like, if something pops off at the epicenter of some place, then I feel like little incels will start uprising all over the place. So I'm like, if it's happening at the Capitol, then in whatever major city around the world, it's about to get popping. And so I saw some little dominoes and trickles, but where I live, it wasn't that crazy. Like, I was still able to go out and get some supplies and some fast food and then make my way home. But yeah, I won't say it's strange times we're living in, but the fact that the response to this situation has been completely different from the response to other situations that were more demure, more peaceful, more respectable is just wild to me. The fact that Congress thinks it's okay to take a break, and I'm just like, had this been anyone else, and I feel like that's what a lot of the posts and stuff are saying too, had this been any other melanated party that attacked our Capitol building, there's no way that they're going to recess for 2 weeks, just take a break, and then come back. That's wild. Because this is a terrorist attack. Let's be real. This was a terrorist attack by white Americans, mainly. There were a couple of sprinkles of pepper in there, I'm not going to lie. And I'm sure there were some, excuse me, Latinx people come in there. I'm not going to lie. But the majority of these... oh, I was about to say the thing that Charlamagne the God say. I'm not going to say that word. The majority of these non-melanated people that were there were white. And it was just kind of like, okay, let me move the barriers. Yes, let me open the door. Yes, let me guide you this way. Yes, let me take selfies with you. Yes, let me walk you down the steps. And it's just like, y'all wild. And my main concern is not so much as that y'all are wild, because I'm like, it's interchangeable. There are plenty of police officers that are Trump supporters. So I'm not surprised about that. I'm not surprised that they opened the fucking doors for y'all. My surprise comes from the fact that y'all get to cause chaos, destroy buildings, destroy property, be fucking disrespectful, and leave and go home to your families. That's where I'm fucking pissed off at. There's no repercussions. There are no consequences. And that shit that
that's
I don't...
That's what happened with that kid, though. And, was he in Wisconsin? Or Minnesota?
Girl, you gotta be more specific. Kids in every state.
The kid, the 17-year-old who went out of town, I feel like it was Wisconsin.
He was in Kenosha. What state is that?
That's Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, it's Wisconsin. Yeah, you're right.
He went to Wisconsin, shot some people, walked up to the police. They didn't check for him, so he went home.
They said that it was in self-defense, and he had permission from the police officer to defend himself. And also, there was a Molotov cocktail.
They didn't know what, they didn't check. They didn't check it. That's so many lies.
I'm just telling you what they said. I'm telling you what the truth is.
Right, what they said.
I'm telling you what they said. They said, oh, he had a Molotov cocktail thrown at him, so he shot. It was self-defense. And mind you, this is firsthand conversation I'm having with someone. He had a Molotov cocktail. Did you see all the videos? Here go all the fucking videos right here. See right there, they threw a Molotov cocktail, so he shot right there. See right there, the guy was fighting him, so he shot right there. And I'm just like, I don't personally believe anybody has the right to, especially a police officer, has the right to take someone's life. We have a judicial system, which y'all like to fucking remember when it comes to Black people and other people of color, but when it comes to white people, it's just like, oh, well, you know, it's just like a slap on the wrist, or we don't really have to go through this process as vigorously. So they were giving him water. They were talking to him all crazy. It's just like, it's frustrating. I know my thoughts are all over the place. But yeah, they let him.
When you speak of that situation, and you talked about Fred Hampton earlier, I watched the movie The Trial of the Chicago 7 on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And long story short, the movie is about a riot that started in Chicago in, I believe it was like 1968, because that's the year that Robert Kennedy died. But basically, mm-hmm. there were people who were protesting. It was mainly like hippies and white people were protesting the war in Vietnam. And a leader of the Black Panther Party from Oakland came to Chicago that same day
to
speak to the Black Panther Party in Chicago. And he went home. Had nothing to do with the riot that happened. But when they decided to file charges for the main leaders of the protest, they lumped him in and said that he was involved in the riots. And the movie basically depicted that the only reason he was lumped in to the case was because white America was fearful of Black people, but in particular the Black Panthers. And they felt like that was going to get the jury to convict all of them more strongly if there was a Black person associated with the case. And a Black Panther associated with the case. And the guy just kept having to say, my lawyer is not present. I'm not being represented. I have never met these people. Like, I've never been involved in this situation. Y'all, why am I here? This case needs to be dismissed. Ultimately, he was dismissed from the case, but it was just like, it was definitely hard to watch. But it was just a constant reminder of, even in the situations when white people are like the threat for whatever reason, whether it's, yes, they did cause a riot for quote unquote just seemingly reasons, like they didn't want to continue a war happening in Vietnam, or unjust reasons, like what people may believe happened yesterday because they didn't want to see a changing of leadership by democracy standards. The white people still aren't looked at full on as the villain. Black people are still more so looked at as a villain. And it's only in the associations with Black people that they become a villain, because that's how a lot of the people talk about white people who are Black Lives Matter protesters or go to that. They're like, well, why? That's when they become bad guys too, because they're associating themselves with the Black people. And it's just like, or like, anyone can be a bad person. But these people are definitely bad people.
I do have an update to provide, though, on this Kyle guy. They literally, just two days ago, charged this dude. He pleaded not guilty.
And his name is Kyle Whitehouse, right? The guy, the boy from Wisconsin? That's who you're talking about?
This is the guy from Wisconsin, yeah. But he lives in Illinois. But yeah, he traveled to Wisconsin and yada, yada, yada.
He crossed state lines to do this stuff.
Yeah, with an illegal firearm. But basically, he opened fire with an assault rifle, killing two people and wounding one other. He argued it was self-defense. He went there to protect people and property. And conservatives raised $2 million for his cash bail. These conservatives raised $2 million for this guy who had an illegal firearm, killed two people with it because he, quote unquote, came to protect people and property. And I'm just like, y'all be the first ones to say, my amendment rights, my amendment rights. Okay, he had a fucking illegal firearm, but y'all are still protecting him. He was 17 when it happened, but he's 18 now. Like, y'all are fucking wild. Like, y'all, you pick and choose. I feel like it's sometimes, I think about this when it comes to, not to pull religion into it, but I'm pulling religion into it. When people pick and choose what they want out of the Quran, out of the Bible, out of whatever readings or methodologies you use when it comes to religion, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to say that this applies because I like this or because it's in this situation, but that other stuff in the book, nah, nah, nah. They didn't know what they was talking about. You don't get to pick and fucking choose. Either you follow the laws and you say America's Constitution is great and it applies to everyone, or you fucking don't. And it sounds to me like you fucking don't. Oh, annoyed. That's me. I'm annoyed. And that's a motherfucking goof. I'm annoyed.
And that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Okay, okay. Listen, that is a segment I want to introduce later on. I want us to say something that's factual, and then say, and that's on, and then say like a fable or a fairy tale. That's kind of what I want to do, lady.
Okay.
Like the stormies at the Capitol building was bullshit, and if it was anyone with melanated skin, they would be dead. And that's on the three motherfucking little pigs. That's what, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do later.
Okay, later. All right.
Later, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if, I don't know. I'd love to hear from the listeners posing it here. If you feel like there's going to be a civil war, because the reality is this is a USA problem. 2020 had global problems. Right now, it's just America acting a fool, and everyone else looking at us like,
Yep.
With a stank face and just a shaking their head and just.
Yep, you said that. And I just happened to me to her. Holding her nose while they were serving people. Just, it's stank here. It's stank here. You're right. It's stank in America. STANKIONIA. Stank on you.
And I feel like if stuff really started to pop off, especially how it's presented, where it's coming from the person who's supposed to be leading the entire nation, has given permission to a coup because he don't want to leave in 14 days.
Right.
They're not going to help us. They're going to be like, y'all don't know what y'all are doing.
Right. Wait, what do you mean they? They who?
Outside parties. Like, the Civil War happened in the 1800s. And even when it was happening, I think the main country that got involved was England, and that's because they were like, oh, the South, y'all still wanted to keep us around like almost 100 years ago, so we're still benefiting off of y'all financially, so we'll help you because we benefit off of y'all financially. I don't think that any country is benefiting off of any one side of America in particular. They're probably just gonna leave us to our own drama, looking crazy.
Hello.
Especially because we are a place with mass weapons and nuclear weapons.
For sure.
They can't pick a side in case someone with a nuclear weapon or an assault rifle or whatever decide to be reckless. They're just going to be like, we're going to leave y'all over there.
That does bother me when I think about how America comes to everyone's aid, but when it's time for us to have aid, it's like, y'all got it. or like we don't want to get tainted or get involved or like anything. And it's just like, that sucks. It's like our tax dollars honestly are going to this foreign aid bill. They can call it what they want. This little $600 stimulus check that's going towards many people's bills and debts that they already have right now. They can try to dress it up as a stimulus bill all they want. But it was a foreign aid bill. And I feel like we give so much to other people that, I mean, we can't fix ourselves, clearly. I feel like we've been trying to fix ourselves internally for a very long time as American citizens, and it's just not working. So what are these other countries that we're giving to aid and telling them how to behave as a country and how to develop as a country or whatever the fuck it is? How are they going to tell us what to do? We're like the bully, right? It's like, we don't need your help, and we're going to have our own problems. And yeah, our yard is on fire, but we're going to help you build yours and do all this stuff that doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make any sense. Maybe what I just said doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, America. I don't know. I don't know.
It's so many hot mess loose ends. Mm-hmm. That's why it doesn't... It feels like even after what happened. Mm-hmm. And the Senate had to convene, mm-hmm. and they couldn't just be like, to get on, like, it's still very clear that the leaders are like, it doesn't matter what we're presented with in a situation where our lives were literally threatened, we right. refuse to get on one accord.
Hello?
Like, what were y'all doing in the bunkers, if not having a conversation about how we just get through, let's just figure out how to agree to disagree so that we can all make it out alive.
Yes. Like, how are y'all, like, barricaded inside and still disagreeing or still not on the same page? I'm 1,010 fucking percent on page with Mandy. Like, okay, truce time, white flag time. We need to convene. We need to group together. We need to be on one page when we go out there. And then after this dies down or comes to a resolution, then we can go back to your side, my side, my side. Or I don't agree with this, I don't agree with that. But right now, where our lives are literally in danger and y'all are still, like, not on the same page, we can't even get through the A's. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. We can't even get through the fucking A's. Y'all wildin'.
All right, so they probably did Alabama and Alaska, and those both went to Trump. And then they got to Arizona, and that was a wrap.
They were like, charge! The Trumpies are coming! The Trumpies are coming! Like... How do you have any feeling about these articles of impeachment that they're introducing? Like, I feel like it's a waste of time. Like, I mean, yeah, it would be good to score in his record, but I just feel like, I like how I asked you a question to start answering. How do you feel about these articles of impeachment that have been introduced?
Well, I know that last night they were talking about enacting the 25th Amendment. Mm-hmm. Which my opinion was last used when Kennedy died.
Dang.
But they were just trying to say that that Trump was mentally unstable and therefore had to revoke his rights. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nothing that he is saying today or doing today is different from anything he's done for the last 5 years since before he got into the presidency. So how are you going to be able to explain why he's justifiably insane now in order to remove him from presidency? Mm-hmm. And the same would be said for impeachment. We already been down this road. Mm-hmm. And y'all tried to say that nothing illegal or nothing justifiable for removal happened, mm-hmm. because he was impeached, but they said it wasn't justifiable for removal, mm-hmm. and nothing differently has happened since that time. Yep. So,
talk that shit, Mandy. Talk that shit.
It just looks like y'all were like, we got scared, so we kind of willing to discuss it now. We're kind of willing to put it out there. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this.
Okay, I'm listening. We listening.
There was another person who ran for president in this year. Mm-hmm. Who has bipolar disorder, and that's nothing against to those who are mentally ill, but chooses not to take his medication. Has okay. been very vocal about how he does not like to take his medication.
Okay.
And everybody was looking at him like he was crazy for joining the campaign well after all of the primary elections happened. Mm-hmm. And knowing he wasn't on every ballot in every state.
Okay.
And he still did it. And he yep. just seems to have very similar traits to mm-hmm. the person who was already president and running mm-hmm. for a second term.
Yep.
And except I feel like the current president, even if he did have mental illness and was not taking his medication, wouldn't admit either of those facts.
No, of course not. Never.
Currently still isn't admitting to any of the behaviors that he chose being inappropriate.
Nope. Not at all.
And it's being protected by social media, by them, like social media saying like they're banning his accounts, like it's helpful. Like what is all that's doing is keeping is protecting him because yep. it's keeping him from having more evidence of like yep. his inflammatory behavior.
Yep. It's protecting him, like exactly what you said. It's putting him in a bubble or putting him on timeout so he can't express himself and express his thoughts. And it's just like, no, y'all have allowed him to express his thoughts, his cheesy, small-handed thoughts for the last 4 years. More than that, before he was even president, because this was a joke job to him that he just stumbled upon and won. Let's be real about that. He was like, I'm actually winning. Okay. So let's be real about that, first of all. Second of all, y'all have allowed this to continue this whole time, this inciting violence, inciting riots, this encouraging behavior, him reposting people saying white power. Let's be real about this. You guys have encouraged this. Now, I'm not blaming these platforms, but I am looking at you motherfucking sideways for waiting until his last 15 motherfucking days to do something about it. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, looking at all y'all fucking sideways. Now you want to step in. Make it make sense. It doesn't make any sense. So no, don't silence him. Let the record show what he's thinking, what he's saying, what he's planning, what he's encouraging. Let the motherfucking record show.
Right, because how are we going to be able to prepare if y'all don't let us see the game plan? Like, if we're going to put the information out there, let us see it so that we can know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I promise you, there are sites that are allowing him to put in his 2 cents mm-hmm. or preparations for whatever, mm-hmm. and they gonna know what's for good
sure. for sure.
Because as
they just organized this last fucking night, you guys, come on now.
Right. I told Ali, I was like, there was a comedian who put this on social media, and I was like, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. But basically, she said, y'all acting like y'all had no clue that this was coming, mm-hmm. and you couldn't prepare for it. Meanwhile, these people got shirts that say Civil War, January 6, 2002. Mm. I mean, 2021. So she said, like, how's this going to be a last minute situation right. and y'all have merch made?
Right.
She said, it's like at least 7 to 10 business days to get them stuff printed out and delivered to whomever. Mm. They had to place an order to have all that stuff.
Yes, I'd like to place an order for white supremacy. No. Don't direct it to Cheeto Head. Direct to me, KKK. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. No. We don't want the black shirts. Not the black shirts. Only the white.
The shirts were black. It's all just like... This is definitely a venting mode because, again, I don't plan to be alive during the revolution. I don't plan to be alive.
She said the revolution might not be televised, but I'm going to be watching TV.
Right. Exactly. I'm like, I'm going to be watching all the television up until, and when I say television, it's not going to be the news. Prepare me for the next step. I'm going to be watching all the shows that I can until they turn off Netflix because they don't have anyone to man the station because they're trying to get out of the country.
Oh, there is something else I want to say. So I've seen a lot of, not by a lot, I mean 3 to 4. I've seen news outlets blaming social media for the attack on the Capitol yesterday. That is so
make sense
to me. Thank you.
We weren't typing.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
There weren't little codes in the phone that literally knocked out windows. We all saw what happened.
These people are so used to passing.
They social media themselves. They show pictures of themselves.
They're so used to passing the bug and placing blame on everybody but the person at fault, especially if they are non-melanated. They're so used to it. They're like, they're non-melanated. They're pure. They're Snow White. It can't be them. It's the fucking media. They influence them. They told them to pick up their pickaxes and to destroy podiums and to bust through walls and to come with...
Yeah, but those two things don't even make sense. Like, social media and the media are two different things.
Yep. Well, they're blaming social media now. That's what they're saying. The media is blaming social media.
Y'all just mad because more people get their news off of Instagram than off of CNN and MSNBC and Fox News.
Hello? Because I don't want to hear y'all's drivel. First of all, I saw a post where it was like, it was someone on Instagram showed, they had footage. They were there. First of all, it's a self-incrimination for me. First of all, I'm so tired of that thing. And this is my first and only time that I will ever say this. Y'all will ever hear me on record saying this. It's a motherfucking self-incrimination for me because, oh yeah, I was in the Capitol. Oh yeah, I was by the podium. Oh yeah, I was blah, blah, blah. Okay, and the thing that, again, like I said in the beginning, the thing that pisses me off, you know I'm serious because I'm going to a low whisper. The thing that pisses me off is that it's the motherfucking self-incrimination for me, yet no consequence. Uploaded it to several platforms, no consequence.
Right,
because the FBI and the CIA, no
social consequence. Media is the place they usually be figuring out exactly who people are. Exactly. Social media got more skills than the people in the FBI, in the police department, in the detective's office.
Exactly.
As soon as the people started posting stuff, social media was like, and this is this person, and this is this person, and blah, 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 blah. Yep. So how you gonna say social media started it when social media is the one solving the crime? Y'all make got some sense. Nerve.
Make it make motherfucking sense. Make it make sense, because it don't make sense to me. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. It don't make sense to me, Mandy. Woo. Take a couple of deep breaths real quick, you guys.
So, since you are planning to survive the apocalypse, what do you think next step should be for you?
Not for
the government or any of the bullshit.
Okay. Well, honestly, because I feel like, honestly, you included, I feel like some of my friends don't think the same way I think. So my next step, honestly, I was going to order you all either those little ring tasers or just batons or something. I was going to see what was legal in the states that you all reside. And I was going to send it to you all. And that way you have a choice, because maybe you decide, okay, I don't want to survive. But at the intel end, someone's breaking in, you decide, no, I do want to survive. I do want to survive. And you're going to grab something and protect yourself. That's the first thing I was thinking about. I was thinking about my close friends and what I could order for them to protect themselves in case of emergency. And say the apocalypse doesn't come, you know, nigh. Maybe when you're out and about, you still want to protect yourself. So those are the things I was thinking about. I was thinking about my close friends and weapons I could order for them legally to protect them. That's number one. Number two, where I live, it's just business as usual. It's BAU. So I'm just kind of like on guard. I'm looking around. Everyone's just like, oh, nothing's happening here. And I'm like, when someone pops this motherfucking bubble, y'all gonna be motherfucking lost. So I'm just trying to make sure that I'm aware and I'm conscious of my surroundings at all times. Because again, as a Black woman in America, you don't know when someone's going to be doing something stupid. Like, not yesterday, but earlier in the week, I went to a store with a friend, and they were joking about, there's this joke about, like, my name's Rob, and I'm here to rob. And it's funny when we're, like, hanging out indoors, and it's like that. But they were making that joke in public while we were in line at a motherfucking Marshall's. And I'm like, they, like, leaned on me, and I said, it was just instinct. I said, get off of me. Don't do that. They were like, what's wrong? And I was like, don't joke about robbing. We're black people in a line at a department store and you're loudly joking about robbing. Like, don't do that. So I'm just like overly cautious. That's one thing for sure. I'm overly cautious. And I'm just trying to be aware. Like, I don't let my guard down. I feel like in general, but especially right now, I'm just trying my best to be aware.
I think like, you'll make it.
If I want to. I mean, it could be that I'm the reverse, right? It could be that, like, maybe I'm saying, yeah, I want to survive. And then something happens and I'm like, take me now, Lord. I mean, who knows? Who knows?
I feel like Sandra Bullock, when we watched that Bird Box, I feel like the main reason why she decided to live was because she was already pregnant. Because that whole time in that movie, she was giving me vibes like, I'm sick of this shit and I don't want to be here. And if I didn't already have baby in my belly and something or someone to live for.
Not this baby, boy. If I didn't have boy in my belly.
Right. I couldn't remember which one was hers, if it was boy or girl.
Boy. Because Olympia was
a girl. I didn't have boy in my belly.
Boy. You're wrong for that.
And even that, it was like, she was just like, I'm living for boy, but also there's an apocalypse happening outside, so I can't get too attached to either of them. So it's going to be boy and girl. That's going to be their names. And they're never going to go outside.
Wild. Super wild. Yeah. So, I know we're doing unstructured today. Is there anything else you want to, like, hop into before we hop out of, like, Apocalypse Top?
Nah, I think I'm done with the Apocalypse Top. Because I just don't know what's going to happen next.
Okay. That makes sense. Do you want to do my thing that I suggested earlier? Like, say a fact and then... So, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You go first. I can figure out what I want to say.
Okay. I mean, it could be anything. It could be related or it could be not related. So, I just feel like don't think too hard on it.
Okay.
So, yeah. I just want to say that my cooking skills, honestly, have gotten better and better over time. And the last round of cookies I sent out, I felt like they weren't super sugary or super sweet because I used honey, but a lot of people said that they were soft. So I just want to tell y'all to get y'all cooking skills up, and that's on Hansel and Gretel.
I like that because Hansel and Gretel... led into a candy cookie confection house.
100%.
So that was actually really clever. Thank you.
I appreciate your appreciation. Thank you.
I just want to say that I believe it's called being ambidextrous.
Okay.
It's not just with your hands. Uh-huh, you often find that you can only do one thing on one side for most things in life. I can only raise one of my eyebrows at a time. Or it's only one eyebrow goes up or both eyebrows go up, but that other one don't go up.
Oh.
Or I can only jump rope with one foot in front of the other, but I can't do the other foot in front of the other.
Wow.
So there's a lot of things that are only mono-abilityed as opposed to ambidextrous.
Okay.
And that's on Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, okay. I like what you did there because he used to be spinning, but he used both hands. And he used to be conning. He used both sides of his brain for that. So I think you did that. I like that. I just want to say that you can't always have it your way, you guys. Don't care what side you're on, what color you are. I don't care what you've been taught, but I just want to let you know that sometime in life, early on or later on, You will have to come to a compromise. You will have to meet in the middle. And that's on fucking Goldilocks. That's what that's on. And the Three Bears.
And Three Bears.
And the Three Bears.
I just want to say, I wish my parents had gotten me that passport.
Uh-oh.
A non-American passport, in case I needed to use it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way I would have survived the apocalypse. And that's on The Wizard of Oz, because they're not going to let me in Oz.
Oh, I like what you did there, co-host. I like what you did there, because they was traveling in Wizard of Oz. They was traveling.
And they're going to be like, you ain't got the right paperwork to get into Oz. I'm going to be like, it's all my parents' fault. They all going to get in Oz. I'm going to be stuck out here on the Yellow Brick Road.
Yikes. I just want to say that I see all these posts all the time, and they're always like, oh, this is your year, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, I honestly believe that when you choose for it to be your year, it's going to be your year. So things might not be in your favor right now. Things might be all over the place. Things might not be what you want them to be, but it will blossom until your year. You will blossom into your success, and you will blossom into the person that you want to be. And also, I'm a motherfucking ugly duckling.
That was a great one.
Thank you.
Boy, the ugly duckling turned up to be a swan.
I mean, I guess I could have said that's on Swan Princess too, but you know.
That worked for me. I like the ugly duckling reference first.
Okay.
I just want to say that though men try to say that wigs are a falsified situation, every day we go out, there's that saying from Shakespeare, all the world's a stage. Which means every time we go out, we putting on a performance. Don't be mad because some women prepare more so for their performance and the image and costume they want to create, because that is a significant part of storytelling.
True.
And that's on. I was trying to think about somebody. Cinderella.
Hey now.
To the ball. Hey, I was like, now. Somebody put on a costume somewhere. That's on Cinderella going to the ball.
Full circle. That's on Cinderella going to the mother freaking ball. She is beauty. She is grace. Speaking of women dressing up for themselves, I am for sexual liberation if you're a woman. Do not feel like you can call women hoes, sluts, whatever buckets, yada, 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 and it doesn't apply to all genders. It can apply to all genders. So whether she wants to be one person, two person, three person, polygamy, monogamy, it's her body and that's her choice. And that's on Snow White and the motherfucking Seven Dwarfs. So if she want to get Seven Dwarfs, that's her business.
I just want to say.
What you want to say?
I just wanted to say.
What you want to say?
To that dude at UPS. That stood outside of my door. To drop off a sliver of paper that inevitably got a code in it. Scaring the life out of me. Because the world was ending. And we in a pandemic, and you didn't make me sign for that. So why did you have to stand there and wait in order to drop it off? It was literally the size of my hand. That was weird. Creepy and scary. And that's on the Big Bad Wolf. You can call me Little Red Riding Hood.
I love delayed gratification because, you know, at the end of that story, that wolf got smorgasbord and she and her grandmother popped up out of that thing. So I'm real happy about that. To the people doing the bye-bye black sheep, ooh, you might think I'm going there, but I'm not going there. I think it's really important that you learn to think for yourself. My mentality is not going to help you. Association by negativity is not going to help you. So I think it's really important that you stop being herded and you learn to think for yourself. And that's on Old McDonald.
It's the association by negativity. That was the word to me because these people that find themselves in a collective because of misery, I know they say misery loves company, but golly, you really just joined a club to be like, we mad and we want to be able to act violently collectively.
If this was Clubhouse, I'd be hitting the microphone, but I'm clapping too. Who? Speak power of the truth. Powerful.
I mean, I just feel like after all this is said and done, America gonna need a mass therapy class.
Ooh. It should be a requirement, especially if you're being hired somewhere. I think it should be a requirement. Like, we allow this. And not maybe not a maybe not a requirement, but like, we allow this service. If you need therapy, we have this service available. At the least.
They should need therapy. But they don't, they usually, you don't have, usually have someone to listen to and tell you your problems to. And then some people don't like to listen. And that's on Ariel not listening to Sebastian about and the Little Mermaid.
Hello? You better say that. You better mother freaking say that. I think I'm done with the fables. If you want to keep going, we can.
I think I'm out.
I feel satisfied. You all, I just want y'all to give me a hand clap with Mandy because she had no idea this was going to happen. And then just off the dome or off the Googler or whatever she used, boom. I'm going to assume it's off the dome. Like, y'all... clap, clap, bravo, in the words of Drizzy Drizzy Aubrey. Loved it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. What do you want to go into next? Like, how are you feeling? Are you feeling ventified? Are you feeling like there's still something to get off your chest? Are you feeling like you want to go back to regular structure? Like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind that you want to talk about right now?
The one thing I really wanted to say at some point in this podcast is that there's a man named David Perdue. And I was wanted to just be happy for him that he got his name back. Because there was another man named David Perdue who was running for Congress. That was ruining his life.
What?
He's getting blamed for stuff. Not literally, but they be like, David Perdue is racist. And he holding up a white supremacist sign. And then they were at Do or Die, which is a David Perdue, who is a black man who went to Morehouse and is a comedian. And he's not running for Senate. And if he held up that same hand sign, most people would just assume he's a Kappa and not a white supremacist. But because his name is David Perdue and there was another David Perdue who was getting more traction and likes and clicks, I just felt bad. I don't even be remembering that David Perdue's last name is Perdue. Because in my mind, I just be like, David. But then his social media is at Do or Die. Shout outs to at Do or Die. Because his last name is Perdue. And I'm sure this isn't the first time it's come up for him. Be like, you got that name like that other guy. Who's the senator of Georgia. But right now, when it's been amped up with the election. All you hear is David Perdue and John Ossoff. And I just wanted to be happy for David Perdue, the comedian, that all of this was going to be over. And that's what I had intended to say. And I am happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Raphael Warnock.
Okay.
Because two black men from Morehouse,
mm-hmm.
that was, it was a good day for them. One got their name back and one became a senator.
Mm-hmm. I love to hear how Morehouse men, not men of Morehouse, are elevating their communities, are doing right by their communities, are getting elected into positions of power where they can make change. I love to hear about it. We love to see it. Love to hear about it. So shout out to David for regaining control of his own name. I know that has to be difficult when you share a name with someone who has different beliefs from you and you both are getting publicized. I know it had to be wild at some point. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's why Germans stopped naming people Adolf.
Makes sense. I haven't met an Adolf, I don't think, ever, besides in the history book. So, makes sense. Okay. Mandy, I have a different question that's different from our scheduled programming, which is okay because this isn't our scheduled programming.
Right. This is a very special episode. Cue the after school special.
I want to know, when things get back to as normal as they're going to get to, what is the first thing on your list to do? And I have a lot of things that come to mind in general, but I want to know, what is it that Mandy has been missing from the jump? Like, damn, I can't wait to, well, with or without my mask, to go outside and do blank. What is in that blank, Mandy?
It's funny that you say that because I don't think life will ever get back to normal. Mm-hmm. And there are things I think about where I'm like, I, you know, that I haven't been able to do, but I'm mm-hmm. also like, are these things that I would want to do?
Right.
One thing for sure that I feel like all of my friends have brought up, and I'm like, I do enjoy this. I've gotten to do a form of it, but not the way it used to, is brunch.
Yes.
Everybody's talking about, I can't wait for brunch to come back. And I'm just like, yeah, like mm-hmm. we could definitely do brunch at home. But I do enjoy eating outside people's brunch. But I ate a lot more mm-hmm. from restaurants during this pandemic mm-hmm. than I feel like I typically would have done.
Understandably.
I was ordering a lot of takeout.
Understandably. You're not the only one, so don't feel any kind of way about it. You're not the only one.
But I do just miss being out and about. I feel very confined. I think this is what you thought I was going to say, and to an extent I do want to do this.
What is it?
I miss going to the movies.
I didn't think that was, I honestly didn't have anything in mind besides, I remember our brunch conversation with the other people.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have anything in mind. So no, not movies. Like,
yeah, I went to the drive-thru during this pandemic period, but mm-hmm. I liked going to the movie theater. Ollie knows this. I always like going by myself, shoot. But it was just like, I like popcorn, I like slushies, mm-hmm. I like the whole vibe of going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like, right now, it would have been like award season.
Yeah, that's true.
None of that's happening because they all want to do it in person and they're delaying a lot of stuff. Like mm-hmm. most things are pushed back till April and May.
Yes.
It's just a weird, weird time. And I don't mm-hmm. know that it'll ever be normal again.
Are you thinking about what's normal or what else you're expecting? Like, what are you trying to...
I was thinking about homecoming at Howard.
Oh, I miss...
And if I ever go to homecoming again.
Yes. Of course you will. In the future, I'm sure. Maybe not this year or maybe not the next year, but definitely we got to schedule it out for at least 2023. We at least got to go to the 2023 homecoming, at least.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. But yeah, when the main thing and the saying that homecoming thing, it reminded me, the main thing I want to do when the world gets back to normal is I want to see my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to see her before I can't see her anymore. Yeah. And I haven't been able to see her in years from because of separate things. And then Corona just really made it be, I can't see her. So I want to see my grandmother.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely something that is on my list as well. I can see mine. I feel like mine is more accessible than yours, but I do need to actually get there. So we have something on jointly that's on our list.
What else is on your list?
You know, I feel like that's a hard question outside of traveling. I do want to take a girls' trip, and I don't care where it is. I would like for it to be out of country, but I feel like Americans aren't allowed out of country right now.
Right. They're really not going to let us out now. Like, before it was already like, oh, y'all got the Rona and y'all don't know how to behave, which was proven very well to be true because there were so many people that tested positive and said, I'm going anyway.
Yep.
And then died.
Yep.
Or had to be arrested in foreign countries.
Yep.
But now they're like, y'all don't even treat y'all own stuff with respect. We really not about to let you come over here and mess up our stuff.
Right, and disrespect us. So, like, I feel like if I wanted to see my close friends, they would be open to seeing me. Most of the time, I work from home. I'm in secluded spaces. If I am out and about to get stuff I need, I'm in and out. I feel like I had Corona before Corona became the it thing, you know what I mean? So now everybody's trying to do it. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way to the people who have succumbed to it. I mean it more so in the way of I feel like I got really, really, really sick early on, like either last January or last February, and had to deal with that way back when, before it became like a national epidemic type of thing. So I feel like I'm okay. Long story shorter, if I wanted to see my friends, I feel like they would be open to seeing me, whether it's a quick hug or social distancing, or I came to visit for a little bit. I feel like they would be open to seeing me. So I'm not necessarily having that at the top of my list, but there is definitely, I want to travel with my girlfriends. I want us to have an international experience together, and I just feel like I'm just asking for one. And I enjoy local travel as well. I just want us all to be able to enjoy something new together before everything gets locked down, or before people just get nasty crazy. People already crazy and people already nasty, but nasty crazy does bother me. Like if we're in line for the ski lodge and somebody just like walks up and shanks me, to me that's nasty crazy. So I just want to be able to do something before people get to that nasty, crazy place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like for this, at least for what I can foresee of the year, mm-hmm. I think the only thing I'd be comfortable with in terms of traveling would involve me road tripping. Mm-hmm. So if it's not a place that I can... And I'm not opposed to driving maybe even like a longer period of time, mm-hmm. but I don't think I'm trying to get on a plane, because I got on a plane mm-hmm. at one point and I don't think it turned out the way I wanted it to. So I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Okay, I can understand that. So is it that you're trying to like see certain cities, or are you trying to like, let me go see the biggest ball of yarn. Let me go see the house, the old woman.
I'll do any and all of the things, whichever one.
Oh, you're just open. Okay, that's cool. As long as you got a bed, right?
Yep, I'm very
minimalist.
Where is it going?
Yes. I just need a bed to sleep in. Very minimalist, I feel like, when it comes to traveling. Like, I just need this one basic thing, and whatever else happens, happens. And I appreciate that. Okay. I feel like we're closing up here. Do you have any last remarks?
No. The things that I wanted to, the other things I was going to say, I don't even know that y'all ever going to hear them now, because they just don't feel important, relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just good on that.
Okay.
But I hope that, I will say this, I hope that anyone who listens to the MNO podcast mm-hmm. feels mm-hmm. is safe.
Yes.
I hope they feel loved and appreciated. And I hope that they see the potential for good things to happen for them. In 2021.
Because
I'm still kind of hopeful.
Second that motion. I'm glad that
you're hopeful about what I have control over. That's what I'll say.
I'm glad that your hope has not been stomped out. I would second that motion fully, completely, honestly. And also let you all know that we talk and we joke and we talk about like our personal experiences, but we keep our ears to everything that's going on too. So don't feel like you can't talk to us, you can't vent to us, you can't relate to us. 10 times out of mother freaking 10, you can. So if you want to message us, DM us, complain to us, disagree with us, like, we are here for you. If you want to chit chat, if you want to argue, maybe not argue, I don't know if I got time for that, but if anything else you want to do, like, reach out. If you feel like no one's listening to you or no one gets it, like, definitely reach out to someone and we can be that someone for you. So just want to add that. I feel ventilated. How are you feeling, Mandy?
Yeah, we got it out. Mm-hmm. We said the thing. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how everything goes.
We'll see how it goes. Thank you all for listening. Mandy, would you like to tell the people where they can find us?
Come find us on Instagram and Twitter at MNO Podcast, where you can slide in our DMs or send your comments on our posts. You can also send your questions, comments, and concerns at mandyandollie@gmail.com. Please be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast so that you know when we drop a new episode.
Sounds good. I appreciate every single one of you all for listening. Bye.
Bye. You look so familiar. Yeah, you look so familiar. Don't I know you from back when? Yeah, way, way back when.